Title: Federal Circuit Rules on Inventoras Lexicographer Definitions and the Proper Scope of Reply and Surreply Briefing Following Patent Owner Responses to IPR Institution Decisions. Content: Park Revision Incorporated v. Catherine K. Vidal, Under Secretary of Commerce for IP and USPTO Director Number 2022-1548, Federal CIR December 15, 2023, primarily involve three topics. 1. The type of language in a patent specification that clearly expresses that the inventor was acting as a lexicographer, i.e., redefining a term against the term's plain and ordinary meaning. 2. The appropriate scope of a reply brief when a patent owner introduces a claim construction for the first time in the patent owner response, and 3. The appropriate scope of a surreply brief to a reply brief. The Federal Circuit also engaged in a fact-specific obviousness inquiry regarding capacitor elements disclosed in the prior art. Background and procedural history: Park Revision owned U.S. patent number 7,110,444, the 444 patent, which was directed to frequency translation technology as utilized in wireless local area networks, WLANs. The sole claim at issue recited a wireless modem apparatus comprising a receiver for frequency down-converting an input signal, including a first frequency down-conversion module to down-convert the input signal, wherein said first frequency down-conversion module down-converts said input signal according to a first control signal and outputs a first down-converted signal, a second frequency down-conversion module to down-convert said input signal, wherein said second frequency down-conversion module down-converts said input signal according to a second control signal and outputs a second down-converted signal, and a subtractor module that subtracts said second down-converted signal from said first down-converted signal and outputs a down-converted signal, wherein said first and said second frequency down-conversion modules each comprise a switch and a storage element. Park Revision sued Intel for infringement of the 444 patent, and Intel filed a request for an IPR. The board granted institution without construing any claim terms, as neither party had raised any claim construction issues. Park Revision filed a patent owner response citing, for the first time, U.S. patent number 6,061,551, the 551 patent, a patent that the 444 patent incorporated by reference. The 551 patent disclosed two distinct types of down-converter modules, energy transfer systems, and undersampled systems. The 551 patent disclosed energy transfer systems as comprising storage modules, which store non-negligible amounts of energy. In contrast, the 551 patent disclosed undersampled systems as comprising holding modules, which store negligible amounts of energy. Park Revision's patent owner response relied on the 551 patent's disclosure to argue that the storage element in Claim 3 above should be construed as an element of an energy transfer system that stores non-negligible amounts of energy from an input electromagnetic signal. The patent owner response further argued that cited prior art Talo's capacitors were not storage elements because they were not part of an energy transfer system. Intel filed a reply arguing that the 551 patent did not restrict a storage element to being part of an energy transfer system, and therefore prior art Talo taught storage elements because Talo's capacitors stored a non-negligible amount of energy. Intel's reply also provided a proposed construction not limiting storage element to being part of an energy transfer system. Park Revision filed a surreply arguing that prior art Talo's capacitors weren't storage elements because they only held a negligible amount of energy. This differed from Park Revision's patent owner response, which argued that prior art Talo's capacitors weren't storage elements because they weren't part of an energy transfer system. Intel moved to exclude these new arguments from Park Revision's surreply, which the board granted. The board did not accept Park Revision's proposed construction limiting storage element to being part of an energy transfer system. The board instead accepted the construction from Intel's reply brief, construing storage element as an element of a system that stores non-negligible amounts of energy from an input EM signal, i.e., not limited to energy transfer systems. The board issued its final written decision determining Claim 3.